Okay, whenever you gentlemen are ready.
You're finished.
Let's start with why we're over.
Should we start with why? Okay, before we even introduce you, Mick, why are we over?
I just can't do it anymore, man.
So wait a minute, you're telling me that just when you were fine up till you got to me, and now we're over?
Now we're over. How, that's the irony of life. It does make it amusing sometimes, though, I must admit.
I tend to do that to people. You know, I show up, and they've done these great interviews, and now they're over.
I don't even show up, usually. And so it's amazing what's happened here. It's a miracle.
All you need to do is sit in between us.
Would you like me to do that? I would. Oh, this is a moment I have waited for my entire life. I have. But we're not all like beach bunnies and wearing bikinis. Would you introduce yourselves, please, so we know who's over?
It's Mick.
Tony James with a slightly sore throat, but sexy, I think.
It is sexy.
I think it's sexy. I would say that's hoping for a lot of delusion. That's that particularly delusioned remark.
Are you representing any sort of band today, or did you just hang up by the... Oh, here he goes.
We're off already. See, look, now you can't say anything.
Band? I've heard that R.E.M. are playing. Maybe we're representing them.
Are you going to you're representing R.E.M.?
Yeah, if
we've
got a new record out.
The chorus of The One I Love.
What's it like?
Okay, so those other bands weren't enough for you to retire on. You had to start another. Come on.
Enough. Once you get it, once you've had been bitten by the bug, you can't give up. It's like,
you could have retired. Look at.
Yeah, but how do people lose it? Obviously, by becoming so incredibly rich and comfy that they don't have to do it anymore.
Pool, you could have just been here and lived your life here.
None of the windows in the Hyatt Hotel open anymore.
You can't jump. So what you're saying is you're
jump out even.
You're still in rock and roll because you can't jump. That's a good point.
Go to that place where Millie Vanilli stayed in order to try and jump.
Jump. Okay. I read somewhere that what drove you to this insanity...
It was him. He drove me to it. He drove me in a little Fiat.
Well, it might have been... Badoom, thank you. It was all the new technology, that they were MP3s, and there was all this new technology out there, and you said, well, hell, I've done all these other things. What can I do with this technology?
Yeah, no, there's all these lunatics out there now in the stalker culture, and they get on the internet, and they get in touch with you and bother you. And I knew this was the future, and I said to Tony, you know what? All these lunatics, we've got to find a way of making some money out of them.
So basically, Carbon Silicon, if you were describing how it started, it was making money off the lunatics.
We really screwed up. It backfired. We shot ourselves in the foot.
You know, that's what I...
We didn't make any money.
Well, but that's what I said to Tony right before you appeared, is that you messed up because you were experimenting, but now you're on a major label. You've messed up.
Hello.
Yeah, see, here's our thing. You see, for the last 5 years, we've been giving all our music away for free. You know, and we've made, what, 4 albums now and given them all away on the internet. Now, everyone else is giving them away for free. We're putting our record out and you've got to pay for it. So we got a conventional record out now. But it's kind of nice, you know. Look, all fooling aside, we started off. The great thing was that it allowed Mick and I to make a load of music and get it out to people without having to resort to record companies or radio stations or television. So it put the power back with us. We could just make music, and that's what really set us off, just finding what fun it is just to make music.
Yeah, and you even wrote a song. You wrote MP3,
you know. Because there is
M-R-E-E.
Yeah, there is a sense that we're heading
so to. That's not like with an accent or anything. No. It was actually MPFREE, yeah. not that you were doing for the not for the Japanese audience.
No. Twist the hook.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're moving towards a time where we're just going to have to change our ideas of copyright. I mean, if you're going to ask me how you're going to get paid, I don't know in the future. What I know is that there's a revolution happening that's unstoppable.
It's called the French Revolution.
Best to go
and
with
now
it.
We're going to guillotine a load of people this evening.
Yeah.
To start it off.
Yeah.
That'll be kind of fun. A little blood and guts, is that what you're saying? But now, Mick, a lot of this came up. You were really thinking about this as you were producing the Libertines, is that true?
Well, they kind of subconsciously influenced us to start again with a group, because they were so much fun to be with that it made us, reminded us, actually, it's really okay to be in a band. It's like fun, you know what I mean? And they were like, But not like directly you've got to form a band like that. It was like something by seeing it, seeing, being around it, was like something inspirational in a way, in a subtext to us underneath. But not like not saying it out front, but that was a big part, I think.
And as proof that you really weren't trying to form a band, the first stuff was very, very heavy on samples, and then you kind of said to yourself, well, geez, there's a little problem here. We can't afford to release this stuff.
It wasn't because of that, but it was like because of that we wanted to do that because we wanted a full canvas of which to work upon.
Yeah, you see, because people often think, you know, we didn't do it and then think, oh my God, we're not going to be able to release it. We actually did it. What we decided to do was make music where we said, there's no rules. We don't have to worry about if it's releasable. Let's never release it. Let's just do something for ourselves.
That would be the best thing if we never released anything ever. Yeah. That would be best if we thought that, because it would be like a real project.
In
the spirit of giving rather than, right. We had no agenda or no, we weren't trying to like get anybody or fool anybody or do anybody over. We just wanted to like express ourselves and in a way that we felt had some meaning in our lives as we were as older guys, you know what I mean? Not like trying to patronize or look down on anybody or put anybody down. We just wanted to do something that was like for the spirit of sharing, really.
But in, now just out of curiosity, in the Big Audio Dynamite days, you used samples. Did you have trouble back then, or?
Well, funny, thank goodness for the statute of limitations.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because very often they didn't realise what was going on until it was too late.
Right.
And then they tried, but it was like, sorry.
Right.
But I think it should all be free anyway, unless it's like Clash stuff.
Oh, there's your pull quote right there.
Yeah.
If you were doing the pull quote, you know, for the Sun, for the front page, Mick Jones says, I think it should all be free except for the Clash stuff.
Yeah.
You've been at this since 2004, so even, is it that long? So even old salts like yourself, it's not an instantaneous thing to get rock and roll out there, because everybody, you know, all these young new bands that you're talking about.
Major effort, mate.
That's what I'm saying.
With anything, it takes a long time to get it great. But, you know, like we said at the beginning, we didn't set out to form a band. We just set out to write and record songs and just give them away.
And also, and
the band came late.
Sorry, Tone. Yeah. Just finish off.
Yeah, so the band came late. The band came later. Stop that.
And also, I think that also, this is quite topical, when Moses was chosen because he gave most effort. He put most effort into everything to lead everybody out of Egypt, right? And so that was why I just want to say Moses. No, that would be blasphemous.
And you've never in your life done anything that's been blasphemous ever. None of that music you've written has ever been blasphemous at all.
Anyway, back to the point. It does take.
The point.
It's your point. It does take 5 years, right? You know, to get it right and to get something that you're on top of, you know.
Yeah.
So there's no instant fix. There's no cheap way or fast way. Even with our experience or reputation, you still got to do the work.
And this is, you know, this is a really topical album. I mean, you know, you talk about the news. This is not, you know, so we're all sitting here and being jolly and we're joking around. But you also had some messages to get out there. And a quote from someone I know, situation nowhere. You know, we need to rush for a change of atmosphere. So is this a continuation of that?
We're just trying to say it would be nice if everyone had a bit more of a positive attitude. You know, we live in a society where everything is to keep you terrified and to keep you down and keep you frightened. And that keeps everyone controlled. If everyone went around smiling at each other, I know it sounds hippie and idealistic, but just for a second, if we all tried to feel good about our lives, maybe the world would be a nicer place.
Yep. Tony and I are sort of at now, you know what I mean? And that, like, the BAD stuff was like, obviously led to that as well as anything that we've both done before that informs what we do today. But we're better now than we've ever been.
Both of you have put a lot of intelligence into the music that you've done over the years. You know, you're always out to educate people.
Artificial intelligence and real, and then being consciousness, being connected to consciousness. The war on consciousness is what it is. And we're just trying to war on people to make it plain. A war on people, we're fighting against it.
Look, you know what? As older guys, we have to have something to say. Otherwise, we've learned nothing.
Otherwise, what is it?
But is it strange, and this is the obvious question, but I have to ask it, Is it strange to be at South by Southwest and wander the streets and have all of these young bands that consider Big Audio and Gen X and obviously that other band, you know, you guys are that other big band. You know, you are icons, and you're walking the streets of South by Southwest with your new record.
We're really trying to dispel any thoughts of iconoclasm at all. We're trying to do that up. We're going to do our really very hardest to spoil any reputations we may have built up to this point.
Just to be a new band, you know, and it's a harder path to take, not playing old songs, not
do
doing
so,
the
so
old stuff.
Ungracefully, like a couple of schlubs is ridiculous.
Somehow you using the word schlub is wonderful. There's just something about hearing you use the word schlub. The one thing that we like to do, we have a little tradition, which I hope you two will play with me, and I hope you will. I want you to pick two Carbon Silicon songs. You each pick one, and then I want you to give me four or five other songs by anybody you want to play in between those. And I will play anything you ask me to exactly as you ask me to do it.
Well, we'd like to start with the news because it's our message of positivity, and Mick's going to tell you which Yardbirds.
I'd like that one to be mixed with Lenny Kravitz, Dragonfly.
Okay.
See, and I'd like to hear Train Kept a Rolling.
And I'd like to hear Live Forever by Oasis, please.
And then I'd like to hear Kick Out the Jams by the MC5. What a great record.
Mixed with Oil Well by Carbon Silicon.
The Detroit thing on BBC 4. It was brilliant, wasn't it? Inspirational.
The city is burning.
Oh man, so great. And back to the ballroom.
John Lennon went to the thing, did the gig, got the guy out, John Sinclair. That was a Gary's.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
We loved that.
Yeah.
MC5 and John Sinclair. Oh my God. And Iggy and the Stooges. And the guy from the Minutemen who played bass with them now. Yeah, yeah. Wonderful.